You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The offseason is in full swing, but the Seattle Mariners are not taking any time off, as we see with some of the news that has come out about the Mariners. So let's talk to Greg Johns about that. I'm Allison Footer. Greg, it's been a while since we last discussed anything that had to do with the Mariners, but they did not wait around to start wheeling and dealing. So what can you tell us about some of the acquisitions they made, especially Carlos Ruiz?
Yeah, it's classic Jerry DePoto, as we've quickly learned here in Seattle. This is a GM who has a plan when he goes into the offseason. We saw it last year. He was really one of the first out of the gates with a lot of moves and kind of had an idea what he wanted to do with the roster. He's kind of started to do it again. He's not going to make as many moves this offseason, but the ones he has in mind, he's certainly in pursuit of. So, yeah, Carlos Ruiz, they traded for the veteran catcher to give him a backup to Mike Zunino, and a guy that can be both a mentor and a steady hand when he plays. Still got some tread on the wheels there at 37. So a good addition behind the plate. And then they went out and traded for Danny Valencia from the A's to kind of fill the first base hole. He'll work with young Daniel Vogelbach at first. And DePoto believes he also pretty good in the outfield, can help bring a much-needed right-handed bat on the corner outfield when he's not at first base. So he's a guy they expect to play close to every day, and they feel that's a pretty big boost with his versatility. They're not going to bring back Daeho Lee, who was kind of a fan favorite at first last year and a big guy, but really pretty limited in what he could do, which was big guy with some pop, but really could only play first and not give much on the base path or defensively. So Valencia, they feel a nice addition there. And they got a couple more spots to fill, but shoot, we're still 2.5 weeks from the winter meetings even. So we'll see what happens here coming up.
Yeah, so when they look at the overall sort of the way the team is constructed, I know that they're not that dissatisfied with the overall look at the team. And these are things that we'll get into closer to the winter meetings, but just as a reporter who's covering them every day, do you see like a lot of other areas that need to be corrected or added to, or what do you think they're going to do?
Yeah, the big one, Allison, is a lefty, or probably two at least, in the bullpen there. That's an area that they traded away Mike Montgomery. They traded away Vidal Nuno here this offseason to get Ruiz. And that was an area they were shy on anyway. So definitely a spot. They're going to go out and get a quality lefty. I think if they make a move in free agency, that's where it will be. I think Brett Cecil is a guy that is on their radar. Certainly a couple other decent names out there. Boone Logan, Jerry Blevins from the Mets, maybe even Javier Lopez, the older age, I think 38, 39 with the Giants. But they're going to add, either by trade or free agency. There's no doubt they're going to bring in a lefty, because right now they've got David Rollins, who's a Rule 5 guy from 2 years ago, and Pat Vendetti, the switch pitcher, who's a great story and can be a lefty specialist to some degree. Really only the lefty relievers they've got on the 40-man. So Ariel Miranda, who's contending for a starting spot, could be a lefty if he doesn't make the rotation. But obviously you can't count on that if you're fighting for a rotation spot. So yeah, I definitely see that as a spot. I still, even with Valencia being available in the outfield, I still see him going out and getting an outfielder. DePoto's talked about Ben Gamel being an everyday guy in left, and that's certainly a guy they like that they brought in from the Yankees at the end of last year. But he's got about 40 major league at-bats. So I suspect a team that's wanting to compete now is probably going to want to go out and get a left fielder. Nori Aoki is now. They let him go. He picked up by the Astros. So that's a spot that I definitely think they'll be looking to upgrade. And still talk of a shortstop. They got Ketel Marte. They can certainly live with him. They were a little disappointed last year. They do like him for the future. But that could be a spot that they go out and get a veteran. Zach Cozart, the name that keeps popping up, is a guy that they were interested in. At the trade deadline last year, didn't pull it off. It could be a name still on the back burner there. So still some moves to be made. With DePoto, you just never know. I mean, maybe he pulls a big trade and surprises people. Maybe stays working around the fringes and keeps adding, upgrading where he can at each spot. So we'll see. It seems to always be pretty interesting with DePoto in the offseason. Not a guy that's afraid to make moves.
No, he's always been very aggressive, which is good news for Mariners fans. Are there one of the main questions that you hear this time of year from fans is just concern about like where the payroll is. Do you see anything massively changing? Are they going to be able to add? Do you think they've got a pretty decent payroll? So I guess you don't see any major cuts coming is the main thing.
They certainly won't go down, and they went up a pretty good chunk last year. In fact, they went over where they expected because if you recall, Asashi Iwakuma was the guy who had signed with the Dodgers, and they expected to lose. And when they had a chance to bring him back, the deal fell through with the Dodgers, and they said, hey, let's go get this guy, and went out and spent on him. And so it bumped up the payroll a bit. And I expect it'll bump up a little more again. They were close to $150 million last year at the end of the year. The thing with them, I mean, that's a good-sized payroll, but they have a big chunk of it going to a few guys, which is where you got to work around, and those guys are on long-term deals. So, Cano and Felix make, $50 million between the two of them. Nelson Cruz got a big deal. Kyle Seager's getting bumped up this year as he gets further in his deal. Iwakuma is a fairly high number. So I think between those five, they're like $89 million just for those five. So, and then they got some guys that they're getting bumps this year that are arbitration eligible, and the Paxton, Taiwan Walker, a couple of those guys are going to make more than they did. Leonis Martin will get a nice bump. So you start to eat away even without adding new players. Your payroll's getting eaten up. But they do have some space they cleared, letting Aoki go and some other moves. And I expect that payroll will get bumped up a little. So they've got money to spend. They're definitely not, people want to say, Cespedes, go get, Jose Bautista. That's not the position they're in. They've got so much in long-term deals already with a couple guys. They're not going to add another one of those big blockbuster deals. It's just, unless you're the Yankees or Dodgers, you just can't have three or four of those kind of guys. They'll be more of a team adding, I don't want to call them fringe players, but you can upgrade with guys that aren't, Cespedes. You can make moves to fix your, add to your roster, and that's what they're going to do again. I think build that depth, get a better lineup 1 through 9, and keep building that way. And if they did that last year and improved 10 wins, if they can improve, a few more wins this year, they're right in the thick of the playoffs, and that's where they're trying to get.
Yeah, and someone will overpay for a Jose Bautista. They'll sign into a contract till he's about 40, 41, and then express dismay when he's is no longer productive at 40 or 41. So I always wanted like the teams that I was always pulling for to like steer clear of the, the 37-year-old free agent who came off a good year.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last thing I want to ask you is about Felix. So he's going to play in the Venezuelan League. I'm concerned about this just because I'm a naturally cynical person, so I'm already thinking of all the extra work he's going to put on. So he's going to pitch in the Venezuelan League, then he's going to pitch in the World Baseball Classic, and he missed 7 weeks, of course, we know last season with the strained calf. So talk me down from the ledge and explain how this is all going to work.
But it's interesting because I probably think like you do, Allison, and I remember that it was the last day of the season last year, and there's a few of us talking to Felix after the last game, and what your plans for the off season, what are you going to be doing? And he said, "Well, I'm gonna pitch in the Venezuelan league." And my eyebrows shot up. He hasn't pitched in the Venezuelan Winter League since 2003 when he was like 17. This is not something a 30-year-old major league ace does, is go play winter ball. But it's interesting. He said he was going to do that, and they play in the WBC. And of course, a lot of players are going to go play in the WBC. So, I kind of kept in the back of my mind, and we'll see how that plays out. Is he really going to go pitch in the Venezuelan League? And I talked to DePoto a couple of days ago, and ran a story today or yesterday, I guess, on Mariners.com. But DePoto says, we kind of like the idea. We don't want him to show up in March, try to get ready, and then go, pitch big. Pitch counts in the WBC. We're fine with them going and pitching, building up a little bit in the Venezuelan League, not going crazy. They'll monitor it closely, have them, start out slow and build up a few. He's not going to be pitching 9 innings. He's not going to be throwing 100 pitches, but get him going early. And they really like the idea of him working hard this offseason with a definite early goal to get ready for the long haul. And there's kind of some sense that he's got to change what he's done here. He's 30 years old now. Things didn't go quite as smooth last year. He's going to have to change some things, and they think one of those things could be just working harder in the off season to get ready earlier and be ready. So, like you, I was at work when he gets to September next year. I guess if everything goes well, maybe they look back and go, this was the perfect solution. So we shall see. DePoto said he's not concerned about that. He's much more worried about a guy trying to build up real early and pitch in the WBC without being ready. So his thought is this is a better way to go, and we'll see how it goes. The WBC is an interesting concept for pitchers, especially, to get ready early and throw innings. There are some rules to protect them in the WBC. They don't go crazy on the innings or pitches, but it is a different schedule. And Felix, a guy traditionally who gets ready later than anybody. He's the last guy to start pitching in every spring, and that's kind of been his routine. So definitely will be a different spring for Felix, and we'll see how it works.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to keep our eye on that. The WBC is going to be just add another element for everything that we're talking about. So it's fun to start talking about it now. So thank you so much, Greg. Appreciate it. And we'll see you soon at the winter meeting.
Sounds good, Allison. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.